I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
And I'm April, sex toy maven, VP of Hot Octopus, and I've dedicated my life to the business of sex. We're two people with a passion for educating and inspiring shame-free conversations about sex and relationships.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Podcast. This episode is with repeat guest Forrest Andrews, and it's about prostates. It's about super orgasms, multi-orgasms for penis-owning individuals, enemas, and it's for early Movember. If you don't know what Movember is, well, you will learn here. We wanted to get a head start into Movember and start getting into the prostate world and the multi-orgasmic world for penis-owning folks. So, you know, I don't know, shameless sex style. We like to move quick and hard and fast and slower than slow and slower than that. I know, it's a little confusing. Ship, you know, I haven't seen you in a while. How you doing?
I am doing great. I was really jealous to see you were in Iceland.
I did.
We were texting. I was like, how is it? And I wasn't as jealous about Germany. I love Germany.
Oh, you mean the trade show?
But yeah. Being in a trade show, usually whenever I go, it's with you and we're in an airplane hangar in Hanover. And it's always me in a booth. And now you were there. And it sounds like you had a good trip in general.
It was a great trip. Yes. The trade show was a wonderful time. I was there with the Uberlib team.
Sounds like you got out of the airplane hangar, though. More than I
was
more than
I really
do.
In the airplane hangover. For
That's no. Where they have the trade show, everyone. They're big enough to house thousands of people.
Seriously, they're massive. And this is the biggest European trade show. And it's every year in October. Well, the last couple of years it's been canceled. But on my way there, I went to Iceland before with Uberlube. Thank you, Uberlube. I love you so much. And most of it was to go and enjoy this beautiful country of Iceland. But we also went and visited a wonderful, fabulous adult store or pleasure shop called Blush. And Blush is just fantastic. So April, I mean, how many sex shops have you and I seen in our days?
Thousands upon thousands.
So many. Like mostly in the US. We've seen them across the globe. And this adult store, so Blush, is in the top, in my opinion, top five sex shops or adult shops or boutiques. But it's, I mean, it's a boutique really, but it is so gorgeous. It's for, you know, folks of all genders. It's educational. It's in the top five of what I've seen across the globe. I just was so astounded by it. And
this, have you been doing a lot of sex shops in Europe as well?
I've been doing, yeah, because we've also gone through two sex shops in Germany, Amsterdam with Uberlube. I visited, okay. And so I've seen a number of sex shops.
I've been doing a lot of sex shops in Europe. They're usually they go above and beyond in a lot of, like, in Spain,
yeah,
and
or Canada.
Yeah, well,
Canada.
Australia has great ones, but you said this one, and I trust you. Yeah. It's called Blush.
Yeah.
When you messaged me, you're like, have you been to Blush? I was like, what is she talking about?
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was maybe a microphone where you were like, I'm blushing right now.
No. Yeah. It was
microphone.
Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. No, it's incredible. And so the woman that owns this shop, and then also they have a very big online presence, which was blush.is, you know, for Iceland. She is only 33 years old. She was voted business person of the year of all of this country of Iceland, and only men have won this award. And she won this for sex products, for a sex shop. I think she also won marketing person of the year. She gets flown around to go and teach at universities about marketing. And she's just, I mean, she's self-built and grown. And it's just incredible to see what she's done.
Do you remember how long she's been around?
I think it's similar to you and I. I think it's like, you know, the 12 to 14 year range of getting into the adult toy industry. But she's also very education focused. So I'm saying this because, number one, we love all sex shops. We just like, you know, the promotion of sex. But sex positive shops that I see or we see that are doing education, I did teach a workshop there as well, really, really love. And if you are in Iceland, because I know we have some people
in
Iceland listening.
We're huge in Iceland.
What we are. We have some listeners.
No, and I know. That's what I saw the stats.
Go check it out. And most of the products that we talk about on this show are in this store, and they are there in sex positive sex shops such as Blush. So Uberlube, Hot Octopus, all of our favorite brands, they're generally going to be in most sex positive shops, and they're definitely in this store. Go check it out. It's blush.is. And if you're in Iceland, go stop by, say you heard it on Shameless Sex, and just be proud of the person that created this, because it is a masterpiece. Okay, so are you ready for a sex question that is a total different tangent?
Yeah, sure.
It's very simple.
I'm here with you and all of everyone else.
It's not geared towards you or me. It's to both of us.
Okay.
Does your pussy taste as wonderful as you look? Your expression.
Depends on the time of the day / month / what I've eaten. Thank you for asking.
I just really wanted to include this for fun. This is a real sex question. Someone actually did send this.
Was there any other context?
That's it.
That's it.
That's all it is. Does your pussy taste as... I cut and pasted it just word for word. And so what I want to say is... Genius. Fuck yeah, it does.
I feel like mine definitely changes with the days of the month. I mean, depending on what I'm experiencing, there is no solid taste. I taste it sometimes to be like, yeah.
I like to smell it.
Same with
like,
smells. Yeah. Yes.
How are we doing today?
But hormones shift also with temperature and with beauty products. If you use soaps or things on your body, like I don't use anything internally, but that can also change what you smell like.
Or yeah, bacterial infections or various things also, that happen.
But menstruating changes the smell and the taste of your pussy as well.
All kinds of things. And yes. Also, do you think that I'm really hot when I'm wearing like a baggy t-shirt and sweatpants and haven't washed my hair for 2 weeks? Because if so, and you think my pussy tastes like that, that you still think I'm hot, then I guess my pussy tastes real good.
Also, so how do matter think perception. That when how does your pussy taste as wonderful as you look? So yes, yes, you're right.
Fuck yeah, wonderful. This pussy tastes absolutely divine and delicious. And yes. It's the nectar of the god.
After all of the German food that you had?
Icelandic food, though. Some of the best. Let me bring it back to Iceland.
I was surprised because I don't know a lot about Icelandic cuisine or what the culture of the food is, but I can imagine that everything that's grown there has to be very specific to the temperature, and it's really cold there a lot of times. So and I'm assuming they import a lot of things.
So yes, the food is delicious. I mean, hopefully you like fish if you're going to Iceland, but also they embrace sex in a really big way. I mean, it makes sense. A little cold. Like what else are you going to do? Going to maybe go have a little sex, a little more baiting in your room. So they're a little more open in that way. Oh, by the way, just fun fact, 13 Santa Clauses. When I went out and spent time with the owner of Blush, she was telling us that they believe in 13 different Santa Clauses, not just one. And they all have a different theme.
Santa Claus?
I don't have the perfect names for them, but there's sausage eating Santa Claus. Oh. There is the Santa Claus that looks at you through the window.
The milk drinking one, the cookies?
No, they don't have that one. Sausage eating or maybe I just missed that one, but so I got the one that looks through the window. And So there's all these different Santas. Then there's also Santa Claus's mom, who is an evil witch, who's very mean. She's not a nice lady. They never talk about Santa's dad. And if you don't, here's the fun fact. Seriously, they tell their children this. I'm not insulting Iceland. I just thought it was adorable. That if you don't get clothes on one of these 13 days for Christmas, I might be saying this incorrectly, but if you don't get clothing, Santa's mom's cat will eat you. And you will be in Santa's mom's belly.
Is it a large cat?
I don't know, but this
is a domestic cat.
By
it's a tabby.
The way, this is all from folks who, you know, English is not their first language, although they spoke English like profoundly, probably better than I do, actually. But they were trying to explain the story, and I was like, Christmas sounds really scary. But they sure do love sex toys.
Man, that's like, what kind of clothes are we talking? What if I get
just clothes?
One sock?
Yeah, but if you really want to punish your kid, they don't get any socks.
All right. Well, maybe we need to do a Shameless Sex gifting of clothes to Iceland for the children that are scared that Santa's not going to, they're going to end up in Santa's cat's belly.
Sexy
or Santa's
Santa.
Mom's belly. Whose belly?
I don't know.
Anyways,
Iceland is awesome. And the Santa story is fun.
Hopefully, if you do end up in Santa's dad's prostate, we have a solution for that. But Santa's apparently his dad isn't available. So that's okay. Don't be scared.
He's over there on the computer. He's on Twitter. He's tweeting.
Well, Santa's dad, that, yes, he can call Forrest, who we're going to talk about right now.
Yeah.
So this episode is awesome, as Amy mentioned. And here is Forrest Andrews' bio. Forrest Andrews is the product and business development manager of Aneros. Forrest has played an important role in the evolution of the company and their product development, and has mentored many hundreds of men as they transition to new levels of sensual awareness through prostate massage. To check out all of Aneros' incredible line of products, go to Aneros.com.
All right, everyone, it is interview time, and we are here with repeat guest Forrest Andrews of Aneros, and he has been on our show a couple times to discuss all about prostates in terms of prostate play, prostate pleasure. And also, we are going to dive into some deeper topics, including enemas and maybe some anal safety and cleaning, and because they also have a new product out that's awesome. And if you've already listened to those past episodes, just stick with us, because I'm sure there'll be something new. We're always learning new things about the world of prostates. And if you have not, well, we're going to discuss things such as a super orgasm, all kinds of fun topics. So stay tuned. And we always like to start with the same prompt for us. And you've done this before, but we're going to make you do it again, even though we read your bio in the intro. Can you please tell our listeners how you got where you are today in the field of sexuality?
The field of sexuality. I think of it more as a realm myself, actually. But now, it was a long and twisted path. For me, you know, it was something that would, it was a journey. And it was something that was punctuated by what I call a happy accident. You know, this is one of those things where you're in, you're going to do something for one purpose, and something else emerges from that that is of far greater significance to you. And this was kind of the case in point. This wasn't something that I had studied in school. I was actually a biology major way back when. And so I was taking, you know, chemistry and physics and embryology and, you know, pathogenic bacteriology and all this pre-dent crap that I was doing back in those days. After school, I ended up kind of taking an abrupt left turn, and I became involved with a partner at that point who was selling computers and computer peripherals. We ended up kind of evolving into an IT company partnership. Along that time, I had something else that happened to me that was rather unfortunate, and that was is that I had developed chronic prostatitis. And this was something that just blighted my existence. I got it when I was about 25, 26 years old, and I tried everything under the sun to deal with it. I went through four different physicians to deal with it. All of the different antibiotic therapies and drug therapies that were associated with it, nutritionals, nothing was working. So I looked to, alternative, medicine to deal with it, and alternative health, so to speak. And some of the reading that I had done on that at that time was that prostate massage could be, effective in dealing with it. As a matter of fact, prostate massage was the gold standard for dealing with chronic prostatitis back before, the advent of all of these drug therapies. So I was looking around to see if I could get that done. And it's more difficult than one would, think to get that done by somebody who is going to be doing it for therapeutic purposes, versus somebody who's just a body worker. So I was looking around, and I happened across a product that was a device that was a hands-free product for massaging the prostate. It was something that you could use in the privacy of your home, and it's powered by your own contractions, your own anal contractions. I picked up this product thinking that, this would be something that would be effective for me. And the very first time that I used it, I was slammed with the most powerful orgasm of my life. And as wild as that is, again,
I like
it's not
slammed.
Something.
I like slammed.
Oh, I was.
That's the verb there. Slammed.
I was. It was so powerful. It was something. First of all, the most peculiar part about it was that there was no ejaculation. I didn't even know something like that was possible at that time. And it started deep in my pelvis, and it just radiated all over that area, and then over my entire body. Lasted over a minute. And it was something that was completely, beyond my frame of reference. And it was something that I wanted to know more about, obviously, because it's, there wasn't really any information. And we're talking back, you know, 2000, 2002, looked online. It wasn't like you could go to, you know, superorgasm.com or wholebodyorgasm.com. You're going to find out anything.
I believe you had the internet back then. Actually.
Yeah, really? Right. Well, it was dial up, you know, but you know, there just wasn't much information that was out there with respect to it. I mean, as I was to learn, you had to dig very deep and go into, really old Eastern traditions, you know, of Tantra and Taoist practices before you'd really find anything on it at that point. But I ended up connecting with the company that made this product and, kind of asking them what gives. And they told me, yeah, this is, you know, this was originally developed as the health product that you purchased it for. However, a great many men have had this response, and that's how they started marketing it like that. I struck up a relationship with them, and over, you know, the next several months, the prostatitis was gone, and I was just having these, you know, slamming orgasms.
And is it still gone?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course it is. That was rhetorical, but yeah.
Yes. No, absolutely. And it's a good question. By 2002, they had asked me to become a product tester for them. And in reality, I tested from 2002 every product that they made up until 2016. Actually, I still test them to this day, but I do, you know, have a testing group that I work with now that I put together. Mm. So over this period of time, I was really learning about my body, and I was chronicling all of this information on a forum that I got them to start there on their website. And it was there that, I met other men that had that experience. I mean, there are only a handful to start off with. But lo and behold, more people started coming into that. We mentored a lot of these guys. And, a handful turned into hundreds. Hundreds turned into thousands. And thousands turned into tens of thousands of men. And the forum grew. And at the same time, I was also going all around the world, doing trade shows with the manufacturer. It was very exciting because, I mean, I was sort of their resident expert, and I was also helping them. I was giving them ideas on how they could improve the product at the same time. So that's how it went until 2016. And at that point, they asked me to become their director of product development. Mm. And so that's how it all happened. That's how
we're
going to
get into the juicy. The Anaris line has taken such a direction over the years since I've taken the reins on this product development. But I want to say before I ask this next question is that I would see you at trade shows over the years. And a lot of times we had a booth either near or next to Anaris.
Right.
I was like, who is this dude with the fucking cool glasses? Like, he's just like, I don't know, but I love it. Like, they were always this kind of blue. You have them on now.
Yes.
If you're not on YouTube, check
steez.
It out. They're really great. And you're also so intellectual and really passionate about this work because not only it's affected your life, but you get so much feedback from folks out there about how it's changed their lives. And that's why I know that Amy and I do the work that we do. And not only for Shameless Sex in this realm, but also within the sex toy community, the pleasure products business. And yes, it's a business, but it is helping people all over the world.
Absolutely. Don't let anybody tell you that this is not a noble pursuit. And I mean that quite literally. I'm not, that's no hype. Okay. I really believe that with so much negative stuff that's going on in this old sad world of ours, to be able to give people pleasure is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
And I've said it many a time, if there were more people in this world that were having reasonable orgasms, I don't think that we would be in such sorry shape.
And I would drop the mic agree. If I could, but mine's attached. But that's a mic drop statement.
So don't,
Yes, but that is, it's true. So thank you, Forrest, for not only shifting thank from you. The biological world, which
they kind of went hand in hand.
They
biology.
Yeah. I studied environmental science, so I took a lot of biology. And I love the fact that this is a biological thing that happens within all of us when you can achieve orgasm. And so let's get into, because we've hosted you on two other shows, number 183 and number 250. Mm-hmm. And that was about prostate pleasure. We also talked a lot about different toys and prostate health. Once again, this is a really wide topic. So there will always be more information that comes out of every show. And this one is different. There's more products, but for the listeners that perhaps didn't file through our library or they're new, can you just talk about what the prostate is once again? And we kind of know a little bit about it, but it is this very mysterious thing, and mm-hmm. and people talk about its mystery, mm-hmm. but also where it's located and the actual function of it would be great.
It is it's a small gland that is about the size and shape of a walnut, and it's located between the bladder and the rectum in men, cis males, or men born with prostates. Its purpose is really chiefly and mostly in human sexuality, and it's mostly procreative. You know, it has to do with producing a fluid that comprises 30% of the cocktail that we call semen. Okay, the reason for this is it has a nutrient purpose behind it. It also helps keep semen liquid at body temperature, and it helps adjust pH at the same time. So it has that purpose, and that's really its chief purpose. In addition, I should have mentioned also, big one, it is also the pump that essentially makes semen flow out of the penis. That's what it is. It gives a lot of the pumping action to an ejaculation. In addition to that, however, for purposes of our discussion, there's another aspect to it. And it's one that is not utilized by everybody in this respect. But that is that it is a sensory organ as well. There are sensory nerves that are located on the posterior surface of it that can be accessed by the rectum. So it can be massaged, it can be palpated, it can be stimulated by the rectum. And so by doing that, you can access what I've often termed an alternate sensory pathway. And it's this pathway that can lead to this whole body, orgasm that I'm sure that we'll, talk more about. But in a nutshell, in a walnut shell, that is the prostate.
Wait, one thing I want to ask before we get to this really fun piece. So in terms of why prostate massage would help, why using a product to actually, because fingers, sometimes they go different, girth-wise, lengthwise.
Oh, yes.
It sometimes can be difficult to access the prostate. And this is something I had trouble wrapping my head around, which is why I'd love to talk about this before we get into the fun stuff. Sorry, everyone. You're going to have to wait.
So fun.
But it is fun. So using a product, though, it can be a little bit more precise, but not only to stimulate the orgasm, but why would that help with people that are having any prostate issues? Do you have any info about that?
Yes. It generally creates better circulation in the gland. I mean, that's really what we're talking about.
And blood flow.
Yes, yeah. It's about blood flow. There's some feeling, we don't have anything in, scientific terms on this and, to back this up, but there is some feeling that it also may break up calcium deposits. Calcium deposits occur as a result of inflammation, okay? And so if you can break those up and, those dissolve in the area, that, sort of bodes well or better, for a healthier prostate. Mm-hmm. I should tell you that our products are one of the few, as a matter of fact, I think it's the only product, sort of pleasure product, that has ever been studied by a medical university, Columbia University Medical Center in 2007. Mm-hmm. It was studied and it was found to be effective for treating prostatitis and BPH. So small study.
I love
but,
that.
But there it is, So yeah, it's well, got
it makes sense. Like if I had a knot in my shoulder and mm-hmm. it was massaged, then that helps to
break up blood. That fascia.
Yeah, break up that fascia. She's mm-hmm. rubbing my shoulders now. Hey, oh, by the way, everyone, if you're not watching us online on YouTube or TikTok or on Instagram, we will have little clips of these. And we actually have some of the products here in our hands that we'll talk about a little later. You can see mm-hmm. these beautiful colors. And then you can see April be giving me a massage. April, rub my shoulder again. I knew.
Fascia breaking
yeah,
up.
Bring
fascia.
The blood flow there.
Oh,
and then all of a sudden the
here?
Knot's gone. I know. Oh, it's good. Oh, she's aggressive.
It is about blood yeah. flow, though. Think it about is. When we talk about the clitoris and blood yeah, flow and then blood flow with erections and then blood flow with prostate.
This is true, too. This is true, too. This is something that I didn't get into. And there are other aspects of using an Eros devices that, do promote better pelvic health. It's also an effective Kegel exercising machine, mm-hmm. or machine device.
Penis owners, right? For penis owners, but a manual device, a manual machine,
yes.
if you will.
Exactly. Yeah. Precisely. It's something that gives you affirmative feedback in the form of the prostate being engaged, it being, pressed against, it being stimulated. So it's a great way for toning PC muscles for people who have, you know, urinary incontinence, for example. Again, toning the pelvic floor muscles, there are a great many reasons for erectile dysfunction, right? But in some cases, that can be an aspect of it. And that's something that, that it can help people with. Absolutely. So.
Well, it's interesting how we're so focused on the things that we can see externally and strengthening those aspects of ourselves, but the internal parts we're not really focusing on. I mean, maybe we are, like, people want to get their blood flowing to keep their heart strong and you know, yes, or lung capacity. So it's not like that doesn't exist. And there is focus for vulva owners on G-spot strength or actually sometimes G-spots are a little too, a little too tight, you know, like doing too many Kegels or doing too much, just right, holding the lower belly. And the prostate's kind of our not a newer thing that we're talking about more, but I think it's just more and more people have more awareness around it. So I want to bring this back to some of the fun, yes, juicy stuff that, okay, you were alluding to.
Let's do it.
What's up, shameless sex fam? Is your sex life important to you? What about your relationships? And also, let me ask you this. Who can relate to this story? Things were once so good in the bedroom with my partner, and now it's a mess, and I don't know what to do.
Where's my happily ever after,
yeah,
where's Amy?
What about me? Or how about, so many aspects of my life are fantastic, but when it comes to sex and relationships, I feel so lost. Yep, been there.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And this is why you all need Shameless Sex,
the book.
We give you simple solutions and a framework that you can use. You can customize it to you. Yes, you. Gives you the tools, the right tools for your sex and relationship. So you get what you desire. And it's fun. It's playful. Right, Amy? We're always playful.
It's kind of sexy.
And did I mention how easy we make it for you? You have to check out Shameless Sex. Plus, the testimonials, they're coming in from everywhere. And this book has helped people just like you recreate and create the sex life of their dreams. So you can do it too. Go to, where are they going, Amy?
ShamelessSex.com.
Oh, how easy is that? Just go to ShamelessSex.com and click on the book, okay? And you can get it however you choose.
If you want hardcover, yeah, audio.
Hardcover?
We got you hardly, yeah, covered. So, what is a super O, aka orgasm, and how can a prostate owner have one?
Well, there are many different names for it. Again, super O, whole body orgasm, excuse the expression, male G-spot orgasm, dream orgasm. All of these names have one thing in common. This is a non-ejaculatory orgasm, okay, that starts in the pelvis, as pretty much as what I related before. It starts in the pelvis, and it radiates from there, and it goes all over the entire body, okay? Mm-hmm. It's something that actually starts fairly subtly, okay, as opposed to a traditional orgasm that is, I mean, you kind of feel this thing building right away, and the sensations, the precursor sensations, are very evident and very clear, very easy to observe. With this, it's a little bit different. It's a case of something that starts small that can become immense in magnitude. And as a matter of fact, you know, many orders of, you know, larger than a traditional orgasm. So it can be a very, very powerful orgasm. In addition to that, as I mentioned before, it can last minutes at a time, you know, as opposed to the, you know, all too brief, you know, 15 to 20 seconds that, you know, an ejaculatory orgasm.
Are you convulsing during this? What's happening? Where's all the energy? Right. Like, yeah, yes. Are you seizing out, or what's happening?
No, there are a lot of men that do, actually.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's not, I don't want to call it convulsions per se, but they have, you know, tremors that happen in the body. There's some men that, you know, are uttering all sorts of sounds. Screaming's been known, all sorts of crazy stuff.
Or like wild animal, like,
yes, it's having growling. Yeah, you betcha.
I like that.
So there's that aspect of it. And then in addition to that, and this is sort of what makes it, if the other things didn't make it super enough, you can repeat this orgasm over and over and over again without any pause in between. Since there's no ejaculation, there's no refractory period. That's the timeout that guys get. Okay. That doesn't happen. So you can literally become multi-orgasmic. So that's what a super orgasm is. In terms of, you know, how a prostate owner can have one, there are several, you know, ways that you can go about this. And I kind of like to go back and look at again, some of the ancient teachings with respect to this. And one of the things that the Tantra teaches you is about sort of four foundations, four pillars of excuse me, I popped my pee. Four pillars of
your prostate?
Wow, your pee's popped off.
And I have a deep popper on this too. Okay. Anyway, I was going to say that there these four pillars are methods by which you can stimulate the body into having this kind of experience. One of them is sound. The other is movement. The other is breathing. And the last one is mental focus. Now, there are techniques that you can use that incorporate some, all, or, a few. The first would be the Taoist method. And this is something that was actually, again, it goes back, millennia, thousands of years. But in the current context, it was came to light by a Taoist master by the name of Mantak Chia in the 80s. He wrote a book called The Multi-Orgasmic Man, where he described how people could have this multiple, orgasmic potential. And just to sort of cut down to the basics of it, it's something that involves ejaculatory brinksmanship. It's edging, essentially. I mean, I know April and Amy, what this is all about, but for your listeners, I mean, this is something where you bring yourself really just by, penile stimulation, by, jacking off, you bring yourself just before the point of no return. And at that point, you use certain physical techniques to stop the ejaculation from happening. And
is that like thinking about your grandma or baseball?
No.
Good, because hate that shit. I'm like, don't do that.
No, it's not at all. This is quite different because, again, this you have the movement, obviously, that you're stimulating yourself. You do have the breathing that's involved in this. And you do use mental focus to make this thing happen as well. But it's a process of really sort of channeling this energy, this orgasmic energy, into a different realm, okay, in a different way. Personally, I never found it terribly successful. I always thought that it was kind of like if you were on a moving train going in one direction and you're trying to jump on another train that's going in a different direction. So it's difficult. I found it difficult, but I know that there are men who have had success with it. And so it's one reason that I do mention it to people. And a second method is something that's known as KSMO. It's an acronym that stands for Key Sound Multiple Orgasm. And it's a fascinating method. It was actually developed by a psychologist up in the Pacific Northwest by the name of Jack Johnston. And this is something that involves the use of sound to create a vibration, to create a resonance within the body that is stimulating. It's almost like using a mantra. For people who are not familiar what a mantra is, I mean, this is something that you use in meditation. It's a sound or a word that you use in your mind to bring yourself to lower states of consciousness. In this case, it's precisely the opposite. You are using this to stimulate your body. And used in combination with breathing and mental focus, you can have a whole body orgasm.
So you make shameless sex us.
Exactly.
Shameless sex. Yes. Over, and then I pop my pee.
I do want to say one thing about breathing, because I've mentioned this a couple times. Okay, we all breathe and we all have to, continue breathing to survive, right? This is a particular type of breathing that I'm talking about in all cases here. This is a focused type of breathing. It's something that it's a diaphragmatic breathing that involves focusing the air into the lower abdomen. When you do this, it is in and of itself, it can be stimulating. But above and beyond that, it's something that you can use to support other types of stimulation to create arousal. To create greater arousal. So that's what KSMO is all about. A third method is the Anaros. And obviously I have a little bit of a bias when it comes, to this kind of thing. Yes.
I'm holding in the camera right now, everyone. And this is one of the many products, but
there it is.
Yes.
Yes. And what the advantage of this is, and like KSMO, it provides a type of stimulation that is not penile. Why is that important? Because men who are born with prostates are pre-wired to have orgasms that are ejaculatory orgasms. And it's a very difficult thing to move away from. It is. And if you were stimulating yourself, this is one of my gripes about the Taoist method, is that you're, it's like, you know, the train is always going to want to go down that one track. What KSMO gives you, and certainly what an Eros gives you, is an alternate type of stimulation. Cool part about an Eros is, again, you insert this product, it stimulates two acupressure spots and two erogenous zones simultaneously. So when you can introduce it inside your body and you contract on it, it pivots on your perineum, which is an acupressure spot. It stimulates the anus, it stimulates the prostate, and an area that's on the other side of the anus called the K spot. It does all of that simultaneously. And by doing that, you have a different kind of stimulation that allows you to explore this alternate sensory pathway that I'm talking about. So these are ways that a prostate owner can go about, you know, having a whole body orgasm.
And this is so, I'm assuming you can use this product. I actually know, but I'm going to ask a rhetorical,
rhetorical question. Okay.
Yes, you can use this product solo, which is what makes it accessible to a lot of prostate owners out there, right? But now I want to talk about partner play with this. So how can I give a super O, or AKA that orgasm, to my partner? I want top tricks, toys, also hands, etc. Fingers, I guess it would be more than that. But let's talk about the super O, delivering that for my partner. Like, I'm the pizza person.
I would tell you, you know, as I mentioned before, I've been involved in the forum, you know, since its inception. I've read countless different threads and postings from different men in there. And I will tell you that there have been about a handful of times where I've found that somebody, that is to say one partner, has stumbled across something that has triggered a whole body orgasm in in a prostate owner's body. Okay. It's generally not the case. The way that it works is that, you know, it tends to be best realized when you have a prostate owner who is going to try to learn a little bit about this themselves, who's going to explore it solo to start off with. That is when the most powerful results tend to happen. Once they have crossed over, once they have discovered this, look, the sky's the limit at that point. You know, I mean, you name it, just about anything can be used to trigger it, particularly the more proficient that they become with it. I mean, top of the list, nipple stimulation. Whoa, you know, get back. That for some reason, with a lot of Eneros users, and, you know, it's throughout our forum, there's just all sorts of posts and threads about this. It seems to rewire the nipples such that they just become kind of a direct path to the prostate. So, you know, with a lot of people, myself included, I can have unlimited orgasms by nipple stimulation.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's terrific.
Without even touching the prostate.
Yes, absolutely.
Just from nipples. Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
In addition to that, just about any other stimulation is something that can produce a prostate orgasm. If you become proficient enough with it, you come to a point where even, you know, somebody having, you know, oral, giving you oral from it, or, you know, jacking you off, or intercourse. Intercourse is fantastic that way, because guys who become proficient with this method of having this kind of orgasm can be having multiple orgasms while they're having intercourse with a partner and never lose their erection. So it's something that, like, essentially levels the playing field between, you know, a multi-orgasmic female, cis female partner, and a cis male partner. So it's very, very powerful in that respect. So I would say to you that once you have crossed over to it, just about anything is possible. I mean, as a matter of fact, it comes to a point where you can literally have, you know, orgasms from thought alone, without touching yourself, with breathing, okay, just by having a sense memory of, I got into that probably about 6 years it took me, you know, before I came to that point.
It's an art.
You know, you evolve. That's how it is. I mean, it started with products like, the Eneros. It started with me stimulating myself in that particular way. And once that I learned this orgasm, I then moved to kind of mundane stimulation, you know, just like from kissing, believe it or not. I've once had it, an orgasm, from watching a fireworks show. You know, awesome. Seriously, it's yeah, just what you learn is that all stimulation has a certain currency to it. And if you channel it in the right way, you can make this something that is super orgasmic for yourself. So,
yeah. So what I'm hearing is that with the partner piece, one of the top things is for the individual who owns the prostate to learn more about themselves and to expand that. And then from there, then they can utilize their own tools with their body to incorporate prostate orgasms or super O's or prostate play in their sex, and probably give direction to their partner as to what works and what doesn't work, because now they know their body, which applies to pretty much all sex, actually, when we're talking about just about anything, anal, vaginal, nipples, kissing, all the things. The more we know about ourselves, you know, what we like and what works for us, the more we can help to educate the people we play with. And then just before I move on to this, the next piece of enemas, I just want to say I can relate to, I don't think I've had like a full body orgasm from this, but watching live performances, not like someone, the DJ clicking buttons, but like an actual incredible performer. I didn't have any orgasms at Red Hot Chili Peppers, April, sorry. But they're incredible. But like this, you know, a vocalist whose voice is just like penetrating your soul and you're live in front of them. And I felt this full shudder in my body and almost like wanting to cry. Actually, I did cry at Florence and the Machine the other day, but I can relate. I can understand that. Like, that makes sense to me, and how we can expand this idea of what orgasm is beyond just genital contractions from genital touch. There's so much more available there.
Absolutely. There's all sorts of higher level pleasure that, that is available to one, but it starts, I think, with looking to subtler things, to sort of, to becoming observant about certain sensations and how they work in your body. I mean, the example you gave is a prime one. You know, it's you're experiencing something on a different level. And it's you know, look, it all really takes place upstairs, right? You know, in the brain. And so it's about how you process this stuff. And that's where the mental focus aspect of all this comes in with people. So
And then allowing the, you know, the feeling, and there's a lot of aspects. I think if I was front row in front of Florence and the Machine, I probably would have had some sort of more orgasmic experience. I was up on the grass. So lesson learned.
I mean, I feel like I've had a lot of these experiences, but I'm like, I don't consider those an orgasm in my brain. I'm like, I've had like shuddering, like really emotionally like tuning experience, but I'm like, was that an orgasm? So I think it's might be a bit like subjective in some ways, but I'm like really keen on believing that I can have an orgasm watching a fuck show. Like, that's awesome.
I wasn't saying that. Yeah, I'm not saying I haven't. It's like it seems like it's all kind of a part of this umbrella of it, right? And then I maybe could expand that with more practice to turn that shuddering that you're talking about, April, in the body to actually be more shuddering and more shuddering, and then actually be something that could be an orgasmic process through more practice.
Can I throw a tip to you on that?
Oh,
that
I love respect? Tips. Before enema tip.
And it's something ridiculously simple. Positive affirmation. Tell yourself it is. I think I'm coming. I think I'm coming. Yes. That's, you wouldn't believe how something simple can be so powerful. And that's about mental focus. And when you start to believe that, your body does things. It prepares in a certain way for that. And this happens in a neurological way. So it's something that it's about tuning in. That's really what it is. It's about tuning in, finding this kind of resonance in your body and making your body sing.
I'm going to do that more. April.
Right. Well, I've always considered orgasms, and just from my child, because I've been able to have orgasms for a long time since I was like 6 years old. And so they've always been very private for me. So if I was at a concert or a fireworks show and I was feeling like I was going to have an orgasm, I'd probably be like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, because so that's conditioning, right?
Yeah.
But I do believe that I am able to do that. And I love the fact that a light bulb moment for me that you just sort of had, that this kind of looks like a light bulb moment, was that is possible. So it's all kind of what you can do with it. So thank you for that.
The next show we go to, April, you and I together in our heads are going to practice this as we watch some live performance. We're going to say that to ourselves. So we'll see who has the better.
I'll see Amy like, I probably would. I'll be like, I have to go to the bathroom. She's like, she's totally.
I have no problem looking like a crazy witchy lady in public, but
anyways, you like it.
Yeah, report back to me on that one.
I will. Yeah. So we will report back to you, Forrest.
Okay, time for a quick break. This podcast is free to you because of our amazing sponsors like Uberlube. Uberlube is a luxurious silicone lubricant that can enhance your sex and intimacy. Uberlube's unique formula is velvety, long-lasting, with no flavor or scent, and it feels absolutely incredible on the body. There are thousands of doctors recommending Uberlube to their patients because it's less likely to throw off your pH than most other lubes. So whether you want to make your hot sex even hotter, or you want to prevent dryness, take our advice and check out our favorite go-to, Uberlube.
Uberlube isn't just for sex. I use it for massage, to tame my frizzy hair, to prevent chafing, even for oral sex sessions. I love how it comes in a beautiful bottle with a pump top for easy access, appearing more like a cosmetic product so you can leave it on your nightstand shamelessly. Uberlube is without a doubt my favorite lube, and countless listeners agree, often stating, "We never knew lube could be this good." To learn why we think it's the best lube on the planet, check out uberlube.com and use code SHAMELESSSEX for 10% off and free shipping. Again, that's uberlube.com, use code SHAMELESSSEX for 10% off and free shipping. This podcast was also made possible by OMGS.com. OMGS combines scientific research of real vulva owners so you can learn shame-free techniques on how to pleasure the pussy. OMGS studied 20,000 plus people of all ages and turned the research into animated modules, short videos, and beautiful infographics that are tasteful and easy to understand. Whether you want to learn about external pleasure, internal stimulation, or techniques with toys, OMGS can help you master vulva pleasure. Let me tell you, I've been recommending OMGS to my clients for years, and it's been changing their lives because knowledge really can activate your pleasure power.
OMGS is for anyone who cares about vulva pleasure and wants to take it to the next level. OMGS can help you become a sexual strategist by equipping you with the tools you need to unlock your pleasure potential. Plus, your OMGS purchase helps fund more pleasure research. OMG, that's great! Only pay once, and these techniques are yours forever. That's right, this is not a subscription service, and you don't need to download a thing. So go to omgs.com/shameless to get 10% off when you purchase any OMGS season. Again, go to omgs.com/shameless to get 10% off right now. Time to pursue your pleasure. And now, back to the show.
Let's talk about bulbs and light bulbs.
Enemas.
So Anaris is a new product. We were calling it the prelude here. You called it the prelude.
Potato, potato.
It's an enema bulb. If you are watching us right now on YouTube, you can see it. It's a beautiful product. So can you teach us about the purpose of this prelude enema bulb? How do people use it? And why might someone want to use it for anal play?
Well, I thought it might be interesting, actually, and I haven't had the opportunity to talk to people about it, but, you know, give you a little bit of history about the enema. It's kind of an interesting thing in that aspect. Way back when, in one of the many classes that I took when I was a biology major, there was one that talked about practices of science and medicine and how it found its way, you know, in the current context. And some of these things were quackery, but other things were not. I mean, for example, like ancient Egyptians would use certain kinds of mud for poultices that had antibiotic effect to them, you know, antimicrobial. And another thing that they did this basically by observing nature and seeing how nature interacted with the human body. And one of the things that they observed in nature was a bird that was native to the Nile Valley at that time called the ibis. That's I-B-I-S. Now, this bird has a very long beak, and they observed the bird taking water in its beak, turning around and putting the beak up its rear and flushing itself out. Hmm. Yeah. And they took this
animal teachers.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So they took this and from that, you know, they fashioned, you know, some kind of animal skin sack with a reed of, you know, a tube of some sort, probably papyrus or something. And from that, you know, they made an enema. Now, it's kind of interesting because in terms of the design of an enema, it hasn't changed in 1,000 years, you know, or thousands of years, really, at this point, right? Of course, the materials that we use have changed drastically, of course, but in terms of you know, how it functions and in terms of the purpose is tends to be a therapeutic one for most people. That have used an enema. It's really to create peristalsis, which is the rhythmic movement of the colon that evacuates, you know, any waste out of the body. You know, sometimes they will use, you know, coffee and herbals and things like that. That came in, you know, to vogue really in, you know, the early 20th century. But, you know, in terms of enemas as a pre-recreational item, that really hasn't come into being and really in pretty much until what, last several decades. And I think a lot of that has to do with a greater acceptance of anal play and, you know, and prostate play. But at the same time, the product itself hasn't changed substantially. Okay.
Until now.
Exactly. Why is that an issue? Because traditional enemas, as I mentioned, they're meant to be, you know, you discharge the entire volume of the bulb at once. This causes water to go from the rectum into the colon where it pools in there. It creates that cramping, that peristalsis, that involuntary cramping. Now, people who are into pre-recreational enema, okay, all they're really concerned with is cleaning out the rectum, not the colon, mm-hmm. Okay? You know, the idea is that it should be something that's relatively quick and easy, you know, to avoid a mess either during, you know, their encounter or, you know, afterwards, immediately afterwards. But that's very hard to make that happen with a traditional one. The other part, too, is that it's not like you can squeeze a small amount of water, you know, into the body with a traditional enema either, because as soon as you release, the bulb repressurizes with air. If you squeeze that into your body, again, you get the cramp. So that's why, you know, we designed the Anaros Prelude. And what we did was is we gave this a special one-way valve on this. It's a one-way slow flow valve on it, right? And what this allows you to do, and what we're introducing to people here, is the notion of low volume rinsing, okay? So it's the idea that you can rinse one or two or maybe even three times in the rectum, do it very quickly without creating, you know, that whole peristalsis. Because again, once you start cramping, you're committed to a very long process.
Mm. Wait, is this a shower thing? Or a toilet thing? Or
this is a toilet thing.
I'm standing up on my favorite white carpet thing.
No, what?
I think that's a great idea.
So.
April would definitely not do that.
No, I wouldn't.
No. So,
and wait, is it just tap water, like lukewarm water, saline? Are you like, are there anything you should add in there? Like lavender and like baby's tears? Like, what are we talking about here?
Oh, some baby's tears.
No, baby's tears, I don't know about. But you know, most commonly it's just water, and it should be something that is probably as close to body temperature as possible. Because again, any, you know, strong deviation, either hot or cold, again, that can shock the rectum and you start to get that kind of cramping. Mm. The other thing, again, I had mentioned that it's slow flow. The cool part about that is that, again, you don't get a sudden surge of a bunch of liquid into the system that shocks the system. So in addition to that, you know, it's an all medical grade silicone design. So it is so comfortable to use, and you're holding it there. It's very soft, right?
Soft.
Very
she
soft.
Just, yes. She just put her nose
to it. Doesn't
it.
Smell yes. like chemicals.
That's a good sign. You don't want your sex person to smell like anything.
And it's flexible and soft.
Easy to clean.
Yes.
It's easy to clean.
It's just two parts. Of it.
And there's a valve on the end if anyone buys it, because we actually didn't realize it until Forrest mentioned it, that can let the air, water, if there's water in there, out slowly, or you can, because it is really, it's a great, and the tip is a genius idea, because it doesn't, like, the water doesn't pour out of it.
It doesn't. It also, there's no backflow, which means that once it's inside the body, there's none of that water that goes back into the bulb to contaminate
that.
It.
That's really good.
That's a key factor.
You know, so the ones that you can buy, like the drugstore, they always often come with nasty laxatives in there and things that just shred your
inside. Probably a lot of plastic too.
And they're generally made of plastic. They come with nasty things in there. And so, and I didn't think about that. They're probably sucking stuff back in there. And
exactly.
Then, back
so to this. So this is far more hygienic. And as you notice, there's a little disc that's there in the center of the nozzle. What that serves, it serves two purposes. One, it's a guide for showing you how far it should go in. That is the farthest that it should go in. The other part of it is for removal afterwards. Mm. So you've taken this now out of your body, and you basically take two fingers like a fork and you put it underneath that disc, and you're able to pull the nozzle out without touching the part that's been inside your body.
Genius.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
I think we built a better mousetrap. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
That's really what it's about. And I mean, part of that came from the fact that I've used them before, enemies before, and there've been certain things that have, you know, it's really fallen short on. And so I think we've come up with something that is a terrific solution for people.
And you can clean this with soap and water, y'all. It's really easy to clean. Yes. You could probably put it in your dishwasher. There's no components that would make it melt. So that's good. Well, okay. So let's move on to talk about Movember, because there's there could be some confusion about what Movember is actually geared towards. So let's talk a little bit about that. Yes, that's November with an M, anyone that isn't familiar with the term yet. So why is it so important? And also, are there any thing that we should know about products that you're suggesting to help support people in their Movember movement?
Yes, I am. Actually, Movember is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. It's something that started originally down in Australia. And the whole concept of it was that they were encouraging men with facial hair or to shave off.
Oh, yeah, the beards and the, forgot about that part. Yes. Yeah, the mustaches.
And then they regrow it, during the month. And, you know, the idea behind it was really, it's just something to sort of bring attention to prostate cancer awareness. It's interesting because in the United States, it's become popular here too now, but we already had a Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, which is in September.
It's in September.
Right. So it's very cool. It's really for this period of time. It's people can be made aware of prostate health issues, prostate cancer. It's tremendous. Last year, we partnered with a charity called Zero, the End of Prostate Cancer. And this is a terrific organization. It's really the preeminent prostate cancer charity in the United States at this time. And we created a men's health edition of one of our most popular products, the Helix Syn. Okay. This is a different one you got there, and I'll tell them about that.
Oh, sorry.
Second.
Oops.
That's okay. But what we did was that we made a special edition in blue, which is the color for prostate cancer and prostate health.
This is the right color.
And what we did.
The color, right? Yes. If you're watching YouTube.
Yeah. And the idea behind this was that, from the portion of the proceeds were donated directly to them. Last year, we raised $16,000 for them. This year, we're doing it again with the product that you have in your hand there, or had in your hand. Yes, that's the MGX Syn. So we have a special men's health edition of this product. Now, we started selling it in September, and we decided that we were going to continue selling it all the way through November. Mm-hmm. Again, with all the portion of the proceeds, I should say, going to the Zero End of Prostate Cancer. So we're doing that for all of those months. We're really excited about this. This charity is involved in outreach to men who have prostate cancer, people who have been diagnosed, to their families, better screening methods for it. And so it's something that affects, it's actually the most prevalent form of cancer that affects cis males in the United States behind skin cancer. So
if people have had a prostatectomy, which is the removal of the prostate, is there any benefit to using any of these products, or is that something that obviously they should consult their doctor before using anything anally for stimulation? But do you know anything about that? Been asked that question before. Okay. I would love to hear a little bit about that if you're willing.
Yes. This is something that's really, really super interesting to me. And it's near and dear to my heart. My father had prostate cancer, and I've known, men in my life, older men that have had prostatectomies. And our products, just to be clear, are never to be used by somebody who has an active case of prostate cancer. Okay. It's never advised for anybody to be massaging the prostate, even in the case, I would say, of somebody who has had radiation or something of that sort, it's still not a good idea. Because again, this can lead to metastatic disease. So I'm speaking now about men who've had their prostates removed. Over the last 2.5 years, we have become, it must be on the order of at least once a month or every other month, we are receiving contact from men with inquiries about this. We are receiving reports from men who have used the product, who no longer have prostates, who are having whole body orgasms.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
It's something that is tremendously exciting, and it's something that we're going to be looking at expanding on. I had a conversation with a man who is out in the Midwest who had heard that it might work. He was told by a doctor, you know, you can try a vibrator or something of that. I mean, he was really sort of thrown out into the wilderness on this. He reached out to me, and I arranged to get him some samples to try out. And I gave him my phone number in this particular instance. And I got a phone call back from this guy, and he was in tears because he was really trying to preserve the relationship between, you know, himself and his wife. They'd been married for many years. And he told me that he was able to have an erection and to have intercourse with her for the first time since his operation.
Wow.
And I was simply blown away. I really was. You know, I want to be clear that what we're getting here is anecdotal and, you know, information at this point, but it's very encouraging. And so it's something, you asked me the question, I'm going to tell you bluntly, there's a good possibility that it can be used. How that is working, I can't really tell you. There's obviously there, you know, these men, I would say this, all of them that I've spoken to have had, people who know anything about prostate cancer surgery, they have had the nerve sparing technique. This is something where those nerves have been spared in it. I mean, we live in a cool age these days. I mean, back in the old days, they used to just
take it all out.
Yes. Well, it was a big undertaking. It was a huge incision. Nowadays, it's all done robotically. Mm-hmm. And it's really amazing with what they're able to do. And this is, I think, if we may be onto a situation where there are many men that can experience sexual fulfillment that they're, you know,
does Pure Pleasure have all of his stuff?
Yes,
I hope so.
Yeah, so we have at Pure. You can get all of these items. We actually, I believe today, just added it to our Shameless Sex Favorites. There's a category on Pure Pleasure Shop's website. So if y'all go to purepleasureshop.com, use coupon code Shameless Sex, you get 15% off all sex toys, and including the entire Eneros line. We have pretty much the entire Eneros line on our Shameless Sex Favorites.
Like Pure Pleasure, when I worked there, you were the one that told me about what prostate. I was like, what?
Yeah,
like,
our top selling prostate simulator when we had the brick and mortar, and still are to this day on our website. So go check out purepleasureshop.com and you can go and see these products in there and
the enema.
Try them out. Yeah, but the bowl, prelude or prelude is on there too. There's a search box where you can just enter the name Eneros, A-N-E-R-O-S, or the prelude. You know how to spell prelude.
Anyone with a butt could use the enema though.
I gave one to my mom. She's super excited.
Absolutely
I have one and it's waiting to be used. I just got back into town.
Yeah, I'm like, true. If you're into any sort of anal play and you want to do some cleaning, and I mean, you know, it's the universal orifice, the prelude is, and the price point, I won't say it online here, but it's a great price point. So it's definitely a wonderful, wonderful product and everything you all do. And thank I love you. That there's so much research and passion and heart in these high quality materials. These are really fantastic products, and Eneros is a fantastic company, and you're just fucking fantastic for us. And we love
you guys too.
And we love having you on the show. So
love being here. Yeah.
I don't know exactly what your offerings are other than you know, you're coming here. We see you at trade shows and you're, mm-hmm. you know, you're doing you're working on the design department, but is there ways that people can find you, learn more about your work, et cetera?
Sure. Reach out to me, support@eneros.com. Actually, I monitor all of, you know, everything that comes through there. And if somebody specifically wants to contact me, you know, just reference that in the email that you send. Absolutely.
Shouldn't have told me that. Now I'm just going to send you random emails.
Hey.
I mean, I have your other email, but I'm like, what the fuck?
You just got 1,000 stalkers.
This enema yesterday.
I think I got a bot.
And that was just sending you videos.
Look at me. I'm using it. What happens when I push the bulb too hard? Yeah. And then here's a picture of it. No, I won't do that to you. That's not consensual. No. I would not.
No butt pics, no dick pics.
And Eneros is on, you have a social media because we're a team. So Eneros is spelled A-N-E-R-O-S. And that is it at Eneros, the handles on Instagram and different social channels. Do you know that?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That go check that
Everyone
out.
Everyone go check it out.
Beautiful packaging, beautiful work. Anything else for us that you want to share? Last tidbit, or are you feeling full and ready to pop your pee on your own?
Did your pee pop while we were doing this? Like, did you have a full body orgasm while we were doing this?
This is vocal pee.
Yeah, well, I would just tell people again to explore subtle things. because it's, you know, it's huge things can come out of very small beginnings. And this is a way of discovering a whole different realm of sexuality and sensuality. So do it. Take the plunge.
And let me just end with our behaviors do not determine our orientation. Some people still believe that. So if you are a penis owning person who identifies as a straight man, just because you want to explore your ass or like anal play, it does not determine your orientation. You can still be a straight man and love some anal play.
64% of our demographic, straight.
Yep. It's universal orifice.
Also,
you're
probably keeping yourself around longer for your partners, your future partner or partners, or your children or anyone, because you're being alive. So work out that prostate. I'm a huge fan. All right, y'all. Well, thank you, Forrest Andrews. As
Very
always,
thank you.
He has a PhD in prostate for real, y'all. So a prostate play, that is. And we're always in gratitude to have you on the show. Check out all of Aneros. We've been fans of this, as Amy mentioned, for years, since 2008 when we started, and the brand's been around for a lot longer than that, and they really know what they're doing. Best prostate products in the market, and then they expand into other items that you will want to get your hands on. All right, so thank you for joining us. It is almost November, and we hope that you tune in for more Shameless Sex. We drop a new episode every Tuesday. We're on anywhere that podcasts are listened to. We're also on YouTube, so if you ever find yourself on YouTube, just search us, and you can actually subscribe to us and just like us, and we like you back. And we got kicked off of TikTok. You might have heard we're back on TikTok. So subscribe to us again. We're going to really follow the community guidelines and only post very PG, just PG, not even PG-13 anymore. Okay. There's going to be nothing other than just wholesome videos.
Oh my
now.
God. That's not true. She's totally lying. And it never was beyond wholesome.
And find out. All right. Also, the last piece I'll just invite you to do, if you have just a moment, rate us on iTunes, rate us on Spotify, give us 5 stars. You don't have to write some long review. You can just use emojis, but helps more people find folks like Forrest Andrews, Aneros products, shop at Pure Pleasure, that they can get sex toys sent to their door, wherever they are. And we also just love you, and we want to hear from you, and we love you right back. So we'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you for being part of the Shameless Sex Revolution, y'all. Ciao for now.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.